He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour here on the Salem Wall Street Network. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we're going for our 19th straight Tuesday of up markets. Hey, we'll see. What the heck? I'll take it. 19th hole. You know, you go 18 holes of golf, and then you have a nice burger at the 19th hole. Looks like the 19th day is going to be a lucky day here, at least so far. Here's what we have. We have the Dow up 57 right now. Look at this. 15,392 is where we're at on the Dow right now. We've got the S&P 500 up 4 points to 1,670 right now. We've got the NASDAQ up 5 points to 3,501. The euro is dropping a little bit. 128 is where the euro is at. Look at that 10-year bond. Who's been warning about a very perilous bond market? The 10-year yield is at 1.99%. We're pushing up against 2. While all eyes will be on the Fed today to see what General Ben has to say about his intentions going forward with the bond repurchases and the money printing and everything else. Gold does not like the news today. Gold is down $15 per ounce again. Gold is at $1,368 per ounce. I've been out of gold for over a year. Oil is down 29 cents today to $96.64. That's where oil is as we begin a Tuesday. And hopefully it will be our 19th consecutive Tuesday of gains here in the market. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, we're here, heard here every Monday through Friday on most of the Salem financial channels throughout America. And we continue to add new markets as we go. We are now in Dallas, Texas. So we want to say hi to all our new listeners in Dallas. I can't remember the station call letters there, but welcome to you. And of course, we're in Atlanta and Seattle and Honolulu, Hawaii, and Minnesota, and we're just having all kinds of fun here. Seattle, we're having a lot of fun here on the Best Stocks Now Radio R. You know, the show is kind of built around this whole theory of best stocks now. Where to find them? Where are the best stocks in the market at any given point in time? Well, this is very important information, isn't it? You know, a lot of times we think it's the popular stocks, the IBMs of the world, the Googles of the world. Of course, Google's doing quite well right now, thank you. The General Electrics of the world. Nobody's ever heard of Azurion Pharmaceutical or Regeneron or USANA, these other stocks that are underneath the surface. Yeah, they take a little bit of work to ferret out those stocks. And I'm lucky that I have a tool that helps me ferret out those stocks. You know, I had a conundrum. There's always been a conundrum in the market. If you run your own firm, I don't rely on Wall Street Research. I know what Wall Street Research has done for me in the past. Squat. You know what? I'm just telling you. I'm just here to say I'm a guy that used to read many, many, many years ago all of the research that came out of the big wirehouse firms like Smith Barney, like Morgan Stanley, like Payne Weber, like Goldman Sachs, and on and on and on. And I saw how good that research was, or how bad it was. Let me just tell you this. I haven't used it for over 15 years. I decided, you know what? I'm going to do my own research. I just feel like all of this stuff is tainted. You've got a lot of stuff. You've got a lot of conflicts of interest. They might be doing a secondary offering for the company. Well, of course, they've got to come out with the buy recommendation. Who's going to buy it if they come out with the sell recommendation? You know what I'm saying? But the conundrum is, and I've talked about this many times, man, it's a big market out there. It's a big, big market out there. And you know, the economic cycle swings back and forth. And we go through cycles. If you go back to 2008, the areas of the market that were in favor back then, there weren't a lot of them, but there were some. What was in favor in 2008? Okay? Let's go back. On a relative basis, what was performing well back in 2008? Well, I'll tell you what was performing well back in 2008. Inverse funds. Man, they did real well. With the S&P 500 down 38% that year, the inverse S&P 500 was up 38% that year. With the financials losing 60 to 80% of their value back in 2008, how do you think that the inverse financial ETF did that year? Treasuries were up 32% in 2008. Did you realize that? While the market was down 38%. Dollar Tree was up 66%. AutoZone was up 35%. And on and on and on. There were a lot of big winners, believe it or not, back in the year 2008. Okay, now flash forward 5 years. This is 2013. We've had a 5 year, almost 4 year and 2 month bull market going on here in the market. And guess what? It's a whole different set of stocks that lead the market now. Right? Obviously. It's a go-go market. This is no longer a market that's under siege like it was in 2008. So having a little detector like I have, it's called the Best Stocks Now app. It goes out every day at 1:30. It brings in all the data. And we look at the last 1 month. We look at the last 3 months. We look at the last 6 months. We look at the last year. We look at the last 3 years. We look at the last 5 years. We look at the last 10 years of performance for stocks. And we compare them one against another. And we find the relative winners in the market, the relative strength in the market. Okay? But performance will only take you so far, because performance leaves out a big factor. And it's a big factor that we learned back in the year 2000. You know, this is now 2013, and yesterday we hit a 12 and a half year high. A 12 and a half year high in the NASDAQ. You're saying, well, how come all the other indexes are hitting all-time highs and the NASDAQ isn't? Well, dear friend, the NASDAQ got up to 5,300 back in 2000. What criteria went completely out the window during that time? Valuation went completely out the window. It's a new paradigm, we were told. Valuation doesn't matter anymore. Well, here we are 13 years later, and we haven't even gotten back close to where we were in those valuation doesn't matter anymore days. Valuation does matter. So I combine in my little system here, my spreadsheet, my database, the interface that I have for the database for folks to tap into my database. It's called the Best Stocks Now app. And it goes out there and it combines performance with value and it ranks these stocks one against another. You know, and I've learned a lot since I've been using it over the last 2 or 3 years, and I continue to improve it and add little nuances here and there. But these trends, one thing I have learned, these trends, they can remain in place for a long time. The biotech sector has led the market for a long, long time. The drug stocks have led the market for a long, long time. The home builder started heating up a couple years ago, and they've really never looked back as they've continued to sizzle through the market. And riding these trends is where the money is at, is where it can be made. Being out of the best stocks, the best sectors, and the best asset classes could be toxic to your portfolio. Well, let's see. I picked 7, 8, 9 stocks. We'll narrow it down to 3 here to feature because they're examples today of best stocks now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, the way I look at it, you can go on and on and on talking about, oh, this is what you should be buying. This is what you should be looking for in the stocks that you buy. I know of no better way of teaching about what a Best Stocks Now is than by using an example. The example I'm going to use right now, the first example of the day, is a stock that I own in my conservative growth accounts. Now let's stop right there for a minute. You know, some folks can't really tolerate a lot of risk, especially at this point in their life. They need to tone it down a little bit, but they still need growth, okay? Now that's a bit of a dilemma that you have to solve in your own mind. On the one hand, you don't want any risk. You know, most people, yeah, they want CD risk, none, and they want market-like returns. Well, you know what? You can't have it both ways. You know, you can go for one of these indexed annuities that's indexed. It never goes down when the market goes down and goes up. But yeah, but you know what? You're capped big time on how much it can go up on the upside. You give up a lot, okay? The market's up 16% so far this year. Do you think that your indexed annuity is up 16% this year? There's going to be a lot of grumbling this year when folks find out, you know, what they were allowed, what they were capped at. But anyways, some people need to focus more on the bigger companies, the ones that aren't as volatile, the ones that don't have the high beta and the high fluctuations that some of the smaller and mid-cap stocks have. So for that very reason, I've created what I call a conservative growth portfolio. And I try to put in it, I do my best to put in it, the best conservative growth stocks now. So you're not going to find a small cap biotech in there. You're not going to find a $3 billion technology stock. You're going to find more of the bigger names. But the best names that have been performing well, that are doing well in this environment that we're in currently, and are still, then still make sense from a valuation point of view. Okay, we got a company down in Atlanta, Georgia, where we broadcast down there, but we got a lot of listeners in Atlanta. We're getting a lot of feedback from Atlanta, so I know there's a lot of people listening in that Atlanta area. Well, you could be very proud of your Home Depot, which is headquartered in Atlanta. Home Depot is now a $116 billion company. You know, it started out as an idea somewhere. I can remember, you know, going to the little mom-and-pop hardware store to get the needed parts, and most of the time they had to order those parts, right? They didn't have the kind of inventory, or I had to go to this store for that, and that store for this, and over here for that. And Home Depot said, you know what? People love their homes. People love fixing up their homes. People love living in a nice environment, and there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there. And along came the company Home Depot, and the rest is history. Now, I believe, I'm pretty sure it's a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Okay, now, Home Depot went through some tough years. It went through many years where it really floundered. It was fighting a trend, a downward trend in the housing market. People's equity in their homes was drying up quickly. It was drying up quick, more faster than the paint that they bought at Home Depot on the walls of their home that they were fixing up, and their equity disappeared. It went poof. And so what did they do? They didn't have that money, that discretionary money to spend on their homes anymore. And Home Depot had some lean years, but they started to ride this wave of the rebound in the housing sector, oh, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and the stock has taken off and never looked back for the last several years. Home Depot is a large holding, like I say, in my conservative growth accounts. Now, when it comes to conservative growth stocks, there's a lot to choose from. And I try to focus on only those that are the best. Here's the criteria. Here are the characteristics that they have to possess. Number one, performance, okay? Let's look at the performance of the stock HD, Home Depot, versus the market. Over the last 5 years, Home Depot has been averaging, between the dividend and the capital gains, 27% per year. The market's been averaging 3.4%. That's a lot of alpha. Over the last 3 years, Home Depot has been delivering 36% per year. The market's been delivering 16% per year. Home Depot has been crushing S&P returns over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years. Over the last 1 year, Home Depot's up 66%. The market's up 28%. Home Depot gets a performance grade when I compare it against all the other stocks out there, all the stocks now, all of them, not just the conservative growth. It gets a performance grade of A minus. It gets a momentum grade. That means the more near-term performance of A minus. Now you say, okay, Gunderson, it's been going up at this pace for all of these years. Why would I want to buy it when it's hitting new all-time highs? Well, you know what? You could have made that same argument 3 years ago. Okay, Gunderson, why do I want to buy it when it's hitting new all-time highs? Well, over the last 3 years, it's doubled again, right? You could have made that same argument a year ago when it was hitting new all-time highs. Well, Gunderson, why would I buy it now? It's hitting new all-time highs. Well, it's up 66%. Now, I don't know. I can't promise anything. That's why we have to look to valuation for a clue as to where we think this company can continue to go in the future. We know this. We know that it has a head of steam going with it right now. It's one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. I mean, it's up against all these little biotechs and younger companies, younger, faster companies, and it continues to perform very well. From a valuation point of view, I take next year's earnings estimates of $4.14. The analysts expect this company can continue to grow at about 14 to 15% per year. I extrapolate those earnings out over the next 5 years. I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a home improvement store like Home Depot. And I come up with the target price of about 128 to 130, and it's currently at 78. And they came in, they beat earnings this week. I think that's probably going to raise my target price even higher. Home Depot passes the performance test with flying colors, by the way. It passes the valuation test right now. It's not the cheapest stock. I mean, it's not dirt cheap, screaming at you, I'm cheap, 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 buy me now. But it's adequate from a valuation point of view. Out of 3,400 stocks that I follow, Home Depot gets a stock grade of A. That's my proprietary stock grade. That puts it in the upper 5% of the entire market, and I continue to own it. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson, Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in San Diego, California. We manage money. Individual accounts is what we manage all across America. And if you like what you hear on this show, you can always, you know, call us up, ask us, grill us. Ask us some questions about how we manage money. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST or P, wstreet.com. I've been writing a newsletter for the last 15 years, something, maybe 20 years, and it comes out every weekend. It has three model portfolios: aggressive growth, conservative growth, an income portfolio that's up so far this year 17%. It has an ETF portfolio, and it has a mutual fund portfolio for all of you 401k types, because that's also critical, being in the right areas at the right time in your 401k. It would be tragic if somebody has been sitting in cash for the last 4 years in their 401k. But I'm sure there's folks out there that that's happened to them. So what do you do now? Well, you know what? You get in and you have somebody watch it very closely for you. We don't know how long this bull market will last. We don't know when it's eventually going to come screeching to a halt. We don't know exactly when the next bear will be lurking around the corner. We take it a day at a time. We take it a sector at a time. We take it an individual holding at a time. That's the best that we can do. But we do have plans if things start to go south. And we do have indicators. And we do have signs. And we do have facts. And I get most of my facts that I make my investment choices from the app that I developed for my own use. But I liked it so well, I made it available to the general public. It's called the Best Stocks Now app. It's been as high as number 5 in the world in the financial app sector. All right, let's take a look at another example of a Best Stocks Now, or a Best Stock Now, I should say. For this one, where are we going to head for this one? Yeah, let's go to Tennessee. Boy, I tell you what, this stock has been a huge winner over the years. I wrote a book not too long ago. It was called Best Stocks Now. Imagine that. How to find them. And I used 53 examples from the market back then of what a best stock now looks like. And one of those stocks at that time that was flourishing was AutoZone. And it continues to flourish. It's a stock that I owned for a long time. Then it went through kind of a year of underperformance. I didn't own it during that year. I got back into the stock, a few months ago. And it, too, is in my conservative growth accounts. You know, when I was developing the app and writing the book and looking for the best stocks now at that point in time in the market, I was so surprised to find out what some of the leading stocks were: Dollar Tree, AutoZone, Priceline. Of course, Apple was the best stock back then. But you also have to have a self-discipline on the other side, don't you? I sold Apple at 637 and have never bought it back. It has not become a best stock now. It lacks performance and it lacks a good stock chart, two things that I require in the stocks that I buy. Okay, let's take a look at AutoZone and let's see if it possesses these characteristics that are so desirable. Number one, performance. Over the last 10 years, AutoZone has been putting up numbers of 17% per year, while the market, 6%, so almost triple the returns of the market. You know how many times I've driven by in the past an AutoZone and never realized it was one of the best stocks in the market? Over the last 5 years, AutoZone has been racking up returns of 26% per year, while the market's been averaging 3% per year. Now, obviously, there's no guarantees that AutoZone will continue to outperform the market in the future, but it's done a pretty doggone good job of it over the last 5 years and 10 years. I think I'd rather be leaning towards a company that has put up the performance numbers as opposed to one that has not been putting up the performance numbers. Over the last year, AutoZone is only up 9.8%, and the market's up 28. Can you believe that? 12 months ago to today, we've got a 28% rise in the market. AutoZone has underperformed the market. I have not been in AutoZone for the last 1 year, but I got back into it a couple months ago because its momentum grade started to rise. Its stock chart broke out. I remember exactly when it broke out. Maybe it was 5-6 weeks ago, something like that. AutoZone also did very well in the year 2008 when the market was down 38%, believe it or not. Guess what folks did? They weren't going out to the Lexus dealer and signing up for a new Lexus. They weren't going down to the Beamer dealer and getting a new little coupe. They were headed to AutoZone to get 4 quarts of oil to change the oil in their own car. AutoZone was up 16% in 2008, while the market was down 38%. So it has a little smack of safety to it, doesn't it? A little bit of a defensive stock should things start to turn south here. Now, performance is one thing. Valuation is a whole nother subject. I require both. Okay, see, that really narrows it down. Think about that. Right now, if you are looking for strong performing stocks, well, this is a market that's up 28% over the last 12 months. It's a market that's up 16% year to date. There's no lack of strong performing stocks. But now let's throw in a second criteria. They still have to be trading at reasonable valuation ratios. Okay, well, now we're going to narrow down the field a little bit, aren't we? In fact, when I get done with 3,400 stocks, I break it down to about 300, about 8 or 9% of the market that has those two criteria. Performance, but still undervalued. Is AutoZone one of them? Well, let's take a look at the forward P.E. ratio of AutoZone, just one of the valuation measures that are used in determining valuation of companies. AutoZone is currently trading at 13 times forward earnings. Does that sound expensive to you? The average stock in my database is trading closer to 18 times forward earnings. Big discount to the average stock, and yet this is no average stock. This is a stock that's been way above average over the years in performance. AutoZone is expected to continue to grow by 15% per year. When we compare the forward PE with the growth rate, we get a company that's trading at a discount to its growth rate. Not only is AutoZone a discount auto parts store, it's a company that's trading at a discount to its peers in the market, and it's a company that's trading at a discount to its growth rate. In fact, that shows up in a number called the PEG ratio, which takes the forward PE, divides it by the growth rate. Anything less than 1 means it's trading at a discount to its growth rate. AutoZone is currently sports a PEG ratio of 0.89. is trading at a discount to its growth rate. When I take AutoZone's numbers today, earnings estimates, extrapolate them out over the next 5 years, apply an appropriate multiple, I come up with the $772 target price 5 years down the road. AutoZone is currently trading at $422. It passes the valuation test. It passes the performance test. The last test that I give a stock is the visual check before I send it out the door. I look at that all-important stock chart. You can see where AutoZone broke out 4 weeks ago. That's when I bought it out of about a one-year consolidation. And it's breaking out again this week on very strong earnings. They beat their earnings estimates, and the stock is breaking out to new highs. It passes the visual test also. It passes all three tests. AutoZone currently gets a Gunderson grade of A-. I only buy stocks that are A- grade or better. That really narrows that field down to like 200 or 300 stocks. AutoZone AZO is currently a stock I own in my conservative growth accounts at Gunderson Capital Management. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. All right, let's take a look at one more stock here before we bring in Craig Brock to talk about, interest rates. What? You know what? Listen, I believe there's a big bear lurking out there. And I believe that that big bear is lurking in the bond market right now. In fact, I think it's just around the corner. We're at 1.99 this morning. Today only, 1.99 on the 10-year yield. This is going to put your bond holdings at great risk. This is a big problem. We don't own any bonds here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's not the best asset class to be in right now. In fact, it's a downright dangerous asset class to be in right now. All right, let's do one more stock here. I've chosen to do Dresser Rand Corp. What's a Dresser Rand Corp? You know what? These oil service stocks are really starting to take off. You know, sectors in the market, they rotate around. Biotechs and others have led the way for a long, long time. Healthcare stocks. But you know what? Guess who's joining in the fray here recently? Technology stocks are joining in the fray. And a lot of oil service stocks are joining in the fray. Dresser Rand is a mid-cap growth stock. This is a sweet spot in the market right now. This is for our Texas audience. But you know what? Doesn't matter where you live. You can make a lot of money in the energy stocks when they're in favor. And they're coming back into favor. Dresser Rand is a manufacturer. And it manufactures and it markets rotating equipment for the oil, gas, petrochemical, and process industries. Rotating equipment. What do you think rotating equipment does? It goes down and gets the precious lifeblood that fuels the world at the current time, fossil fuels. Let's see how Dresser Rand has done over the years, DRC. We're going to go over the last 3 years. That's where we'll start. 28% per year is what it's delivered, while the market's delivered 15% per year. Over the last 12 months, DRC is up 47%, while the market's up 28%. It gets a good, strong performance grade of B+. How about the valuation? Well, the stock is currently trading at 15 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 18% per year. It's two is trading at a discount to its growth rate. It gets a PEG ratio of 0.86. That's good. When I take those numbers and I carry them out over the next 5 years, I'm one of these guys that does five-year target prices. I don't look at the next 6 months. That's a flip of the coin. I think the stock can get as high as 130. It's currently at 65. I think the stock has the potential to double. There's no guarantees. I'm just taking the numbers that are out there on the street today and applying some valuation measures to them and coming up with the five-year target price. Dresser Rand passes my performance test. It's one of the top performing stocks in the market right now. Dresser Rand passes my valuation test. And what's that final test? It's the eyeballs. We're looking at the test of how the chart looks. At any given point in time, a stock is going sideways. I don't like that. Looking at a one-year chart. It's going in a big downtrend. Just look at gold right now. Look at inverse S&P 500 if you want to know what a downtrend looks like. I never buy downtrends. Or it's in a good, healthy uptrend. Or it's in like one of these topping out trends. My favorite place to buy a stock is after it breaks out of a sideways trend, because many times that's where they begin new major uptrends. Dresser Rand broke out like 4, 5, 6 days ago. And let's hope that that's the beginning of a new major uptrend. We currently own Dresser Rand here. in many of the accounts that I manage. All right, we're going to talk to Craig Brock because we do have some activity here, negative activity in the bond market. We await the Fed's testimony, and we do have some economic reports on housing coming out. But, Craig, what's going on? We've got interest rates bumping up against 2% for the first time in a long, long time.
Yeah, we certainly do, Bill. There's some predictions about the movement in the market, the upward trajectory that's expected to continue, according to Goldman Sachs. I believe that's putting some pressure on bonds. It seems like the bonds just can't get any traction here. We're seeing anxiety over the Fed tapering. We'll see the Fed dance today with Bullard and Dudley.
What do you think? Are they going to start? You know what? I mean, for umpteen weeks now, they've been saying no change in Fed policy, and we're going to continue to aggressively buy in the bond market. Are we anticipating any kind of change at all here today in that stance?
Well, the situation is that the outlook is expected that the Fed will continue on this path until 2014, but the problem is that the employment report back on May 3rd was better than expected, and that certainly is the catalyst to end this this bond buying program sooner than expected. That's what's causing this this pullback in bond prices.
And of course, we call this this bond buying purchase quantitative easing. And Japan is what Japan is doing dwarfs what we're doing. And I know Japan's—they're starting to kick their GDP in gear for the first time in a long time. They're at 3.5%. So what they're doing in Japan is working, but of course the long-term effects of all this nobody knows. Anyways, I will say this: you know what? Interest rates look like they're headed higher. If you're looking to do something in the housing market, I would do it sooner rather than later, and I would give Craig Brock a call. Where can we reach Craig?
It's toll-free. It's 855-900-3279. Or check me out on Twitter, Craig Brock Mortgage on Twitter, YouTube, or even on LinkedIn. I encourage you to check out my profile. There's not going to be anything easy when your adjustable rate with Chase starts to move.
No, not at all. All right, and that's a good advice there. And, of course, you can find Craig Brock on the web, Craig Brock Mortgage. Just Google that and you'll find him. And of course, I'm pwstreet.com. You can get on my weekly mailing list, the newsletter. I'm going to do my best to keep you on track this year. We've been doing pretty good so far. I don't hear any complaints out there. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.